It's showtime, folks!
Ooh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
Welcome in to the fan-run studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Overtime clocking in at 6:01 on your Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, you get fired up, Cole? You sound fired up.
That was a fired up, yeah, but like I said when I came in, I am sluggish today. Sluggish today.
Well, you know what? God invented coffee for a reason. We have a Keurig back there. For a reason. You already got you a nice cup of Joe ready.
Oh, she's piping hot and ready to roll.
Piping hot. Oh, unlike the Jets pizza whenever it gets here.
Yeah, it's usually cold.
But it's usually good, though.
Usually, oh, always good, yeah.
Always good. Welcome in to Overtime on this Thursday, taking you up to the end of your day today. Tomorrow is finally Friday, and there's reason to celebrate. You've almost made it. Just take a deep breath. You got one more day. One more day. And then it's weekend time. I'm your host, Tanner Carson. Joining me on tonight's edition of the show, you already heard his voice, Cole McCormick, running the boards tonight up on the producer's perch. He's going to be taking your phone calls when you call in at 865-546-8200 on the McKinney Team Hotline. Third week in a row, got A.J. Cook. Gotta love it.
Hang on, say that again. I didn't have
your mic on. Was not on, AJ. Oh, say it one more time.
Sorry.
Round two, third time's a charm.
There we go.
Yeah.
Third time is definitely a charm. Glad to have you back here again, AJ Cook. If you didn't know AJ Cook, great contributor for FoxSportsKnoxville.com. Always putting up good hashtag content.
Content.
Gotta love that content.
Drives the whole thing, doesn't it?
Gotta love it. Like I've told Cole before, I'm over you guys. I'm seeing what you got riding, and I'm like a mother goose. I'm like a mother goose over my little ducklings. Don't do that to me, please. I will request you not do that.
Dad!
A little better. But yeah, great stuff on there. Had a good piece go up today. Logan Quinton wrote the By the Numbers piece for Tennessee and Mizzou. A lot of interesting numbers to take a look at there if you like statistical breakdowns, things of that nature. We got that and a lot more on FoxSportsKnoxville.com, the digital outlet for Fan Run Radio. Gentlemen, jumping in to today's show here, 2 days away from Tennessee taking on Missouri, whatever you want to call them. They're the team that probably should not belong in this conference.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Agreed.
Not saying the fact that they've won the East two times since they've joined and we haven't.
But yeah, it's
they still probably don't belong.
It's so irritating.
Culturally, just it's not.
Geographically?
Geographically, certainly not.
Geometrically.
Physically.
Spiritually.
Emotionally. Yeah.
On all those levels.
Athletically.
On all those levels. They probably don't belong, but they're here. They're in our division. Got to play them for Senior Day 13. Tennessee Volunteers will be making their final run through the T. It's going to be emotional, man.
Always is.
May shed a tear or two. I probably won't, but still be emotional. I don't think I'll ever go to a more emotional Senior Day than the last game for Josh Dobbs. Cam Sutton, Jalen Reeves-Maven, all those guys.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Man, that was pretty sad.
Yep.
First game I ever went to as a Tennessee fan, went to Senior Day 2003.
Okay.
Casey Clawson's last game in Neyland Stadium.
Okay.
03.
Man. All the way back there.
Back in the day.
All the way back there. But the season's flown by, guys. Got two more regular season games to go here. As we all know, Tennessee sitting at 5-5. You just need to get one of them to be bowl eligible. Got your last home game here against Mizzou, who I even said this before we even played Kentucky, saw how good we looked against Kentucky. I just thought that Mizzou was going to be the bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care that Kentucky came into the game ranked at number 11. We knew they weren't the 11th best team in the country.
Yeah,
and we certainly proved that. Georgia proved that as well.
Yeah.
So we knew that. Yeah, I don't care what the ranking said. I just think Mizzou is going to be a bigger test, especially for your defense. You're going from facing Kentucky, who was one-dimensional as hell. You knew exactly what they were going to do.
Bottom of the conference with us
in
offense.
And you exploited it, and you did your job there. Now you're going to be facing a much better offensive squad in the Tigers. You're going to be facing a squad that has, even at a 6-4 record, even though they only have they just got their second conference win, just like the Vols did, start out 0-4 in conference play.
Mm-hmm.
They struggled a little bit against some conference teams. Despite all that, for the most part, they still put up points against everybody.
Correct.
So we know about Drew Locke. It seems like he's been playing at Mizzou for 40 years. They have a great rushing attack with Crockett and Roundtree. We'll get to some of those stats here later. And it's just all up and down, man. It's going to be a dangerous squad. Emmanuel Hall is coming back for Mizzou. That's one of their biggest weapons. Out for Mizzou, though, they're starting tight end, and I'm just going to call him Albert O, because that last name, man.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's probably my fault for not doing the research right beforehand and listening to a pronunciation.
Here we go. Akwogbenam. Did I do it?
Akwogbenam? I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's roll with it. Albert Okwop. Say it one more time. Albert.
Akwogbenam. We'll go
Albert Okwogbenam. Albert Okwogbenam. Star tight end for Mizzou is out. That plays in your favor a lot. The less weapons Drew Locke can have to throw to, it's going to be better. Oh, Bob Kessling, so thankful that he's not playing.
Sure.
I bet when he saw that news, he just swapped some sweat off his face. Whew.
Thank you, sweet Jesus.
Don't have to try to pronunciate that. He's going to be out. I had a list here of some other players that will be out for Mizzou. Let me get that in just a second. But while I get to that, looking at them, though, that's still, I think, with the exceptions of Alabama, who's a juggernaut machine running over everybody, I think this may be one of the best offenses you've played since West Virginia. I think there's a good case to be made, you know, not including Bama, of course.
Sure. I mean, yeah, they're built a lot like West Virginia is. The only difference is their athletes aren't as good. I mean, they got a quarterback that can sling the ball. They've got some lethal wide receivers. That offensive line, you know, gives Locke enough time. I mean, yeah, it's very similar. It'll be interesting to see how much the defense has grown, especially the defensive backfield has grown since game one. I mean, I feel like that's where the game's going to be won and lost, because if they want to, they could throw the ball on us all day long.
Yeah, and this is the greatest time for the fact that Trayvon Flowers is going to be back and healthy. Micah Abernathy returned to the field against Kentucky. He's got another week of experience underneath his belt coming back into action here. So that's good. You need all the bodies you need back there.
And then also Thompson's been practicing all week, too. He can play.
Great news.
Yeah.
Absolutely great news. Pruitt said he's going to be ready to go. Scary-looking concussion against Kentucky.
Yeah.
I went back and saw the TV camera angle from that, because where I was sitting in Neyland, I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, I
know
either.
he got hit in the head, obviously, because he was out. He was out.
Yeah.
Then I saw how it happened. He just got upended, landed on the back of his head. Oh, scary stuff right there. But he's went through protocol. Apparently, he's going to be okay, and that's fantastic. Obviously,
sure,
because that's probably your best overall cornerback.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if you can stop the passing game, though, they've got two rushers at almost 700 yards, Demaria Crockett and Larry Roundtree.
Yeah, which goes back to those guys. And if you remember, the last 2 years you played Mizzou, it wasn't Drew Locke that put up points on you, man. It was that rushing attack.
They were running all over us.
The amount of rushing yards they had in that 2016 game about made me sick. I was there watching that in person. I think that was Crockett's coming out party, because I'm sure he was a true freshman. He rushed for over 200 in that game. They killed you on the ground last year. So ever since Drew Locke has emerged as a good quarterback, he's not really done that much against you. It's really been not being able to stop them on the ground, which, of course, by the time you played them at the end of the season in these last 2 years, think about the injuries to the defense in 2016. Right. Good God, think about everything going wrong in 2017. I don't think the team cared last year.
Right.
They dropped 50 on you. They've been putting up points on you, man. They scored 37 in that 2016 game. I think they set the record for total offense against Tennessee.
Sounds
700
about right.
Something. But looking at their current lineup here, their current injury report, the guys that will be out for Tennessee, other than tight end, say it one more time, AJ Albert.
Okwubanam, and I have no idea if I'm saying that right, by the way.
Albert Okwubanam. He is out with a shoulder injury. He's not going to suit up. Adam Sparks will have he has a foot injury. He will miss the game against Tennessee. Adam Sparks, defensive back for Mizzou. Missing players out of an already pretty bad pass defense. So that's something where you can look to positive. You can look towards Garantano, and you can look to receivers like your Jawan James, Jamarquez Callaway, deep threats like your Josh Palmer. Hell, Jordan Murphy starting to emerge as a good playmaker.
Yeah,
right.
So you look at that, if you're Tyson Helton, you may be licking your chops, you may want to go ahead and press that passing attack early.
It shouldn't be news to anybody that Tennessee has some really, really good wide receivers this year. Play to your strengths. Why not?
Sure.
Nate Brown out for Mizzou as well. He is a wide receiver.
Yep.
What's his stats this year?
12 receptions, 130 yards.
Yeah.
No touchdowns?
Yeah, not a real big loss right here.
It's still what you can get.
Questionable player Rashad Brandon for Mizzou says he is having an undisclosed injury. His availability on Saturday is going to be up in the air. Rashad Brandon, defensive lineman for the Tigers, looking at his stats this year. Five tackles, tackle and a half for loss and a sack.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about Terry Beckner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. For as bad as Mizzou's pass defense is, they're going to have a pretty stout front seven going up against another good front seven like you were against Kentucky last week.
Sure.
Right.
But, yeah, what were you thinking about this game 2 days out? I think we know what's going to have to happen here. For the most part, Mizzou still scored on everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Recently, I'm thinking of that Kentucky game where they didn't and where they just could not do squat offensively in the second half. Thanks, Derek Dooley.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Typical.
So other than that, man, they put up 29 on Georgia. They looked good in the first half against Alabama before Alabama did Alabama things and held them to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, man, they can score, and we know they can score. They feasted against the non-SEC teams to open up the schedule, 51 against UT Martin, 40 against Wyoming. At Purdue, got revenge for getting blown out last year, scored 40 on Jeff Brohm's boys, scored 35 in a loss to South Carolina, 65 against Memphis. Memphis does not have a good defense, but if a team scores 65 points, you got a good offense.
Yeah, this can't turn into a shootout, obviously.
No.
And fortunately, Tennessee's been pretty good about turning the ball over this year. Obviously, yeah, knock on wood. Yeah. Guarantano's been really good about not turning the ball over, so that helps. He touches the ball every play, obviously. But we cannot turn the ball over. They'll score probably
the
every
sloppiness
other time they hit
the ball. In the second half with the Madre London and then the Ty Chandler right. fumbles, you cannot have that happen again. You're probably right, AJ. This needs to be the game where you absolutely have to take care of the football, and that's every game. But when you're facing an offense like this, you don't want to give them extra opportunities.
Right.
So, no, you don't want to get in a shootout. I don't think you have the horses to keep up with that. You're going to have another good defensive performance again. You're going to have to do something similar to what Kentucky did to them. I'm not saying, you know, the goal is to hold them to 14 points or bust. That would be a great formula to winning. But make sure they don't score into upper 20s, something like that. Mm-hmm. I think this offense is good enough at points to where you can go blow for blow with the team up until it's like 28-28.
Yeah.
Something in that neighborhood. If you're asking, in all due respect to the weapons that this offense has, all due respect to Jarrett Garantano, I don't trust them to get into the 30s and 40s.
No, I don't think we can. So, we haven't yet, have we?
No, nah, I mean,
what's the highest we've had is 28.
I started to say we 29. Talked about
against
an
SEC team. Yeah.
Talked about it a little bit last week. We have not won a game in which the opponent scored more than 24.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everything else has been losses. So.
And I think you can hold these guys under 24. And I think Drew Locke's track record, and that's not to discount his ability as a quarterback, because with at least his base talent, that guy's going to be a good starting quarterback for an NFL team. Just based on his talent, just based on his ceiling. I was looking up the stats before the show here. Just this season, and this was a big criticism for Missouri as a whole last year when they went on that run to get to a bowl game after they started out. Just so terrible start out. 1-5, 1-6.
Yeah.
It was really bad. They got blown out by good teams, but then in the back half of their schedule, faced some bad teams, Tennessee included, and they feasted on them. Drew Locke feasted on them. This year, against non-Power 5 teams, which includes a good Purdue team, which they played on the road, not taking anything away from that, which was a good win up there. Against the all non-Power 5 teams, Drew Locke averaging a fantastic 345.7 yards per game through the air. However, against Power 5 opponents, I just now realized I included Purdue in the non-Power 5. My bad.
They're kind of on the
Purdue's a Big Ten Purdue's a Big Ten team. So this includes against Purdue, by the way. So this is all Power 5 teams, all the SEC teams, only 230 yards in the air.
Right.
He takes a big step back when he faces lower competition. And you would expect an average passing yards per game to take a drop when you're playing, well, more talented teams, obviously. But this is a 115-yard drop.
Yeah, it's a big sizable. Drop. It's a big drop, yeah. Yeah, this defensive backfield is going to need to have a big game Saturday, which we all know. You know, they've been really carrying us for the most part of the year. But, yeah, we're going to have to see an even better performance Saturday than we did against Auburn or Kentucky.
Yeah, it's going to have to be better than it was against Kentucky just because it – let's be honest, it was easy to stop Kentucky.
Sure.
The pressure was good, though.
Not disrespecting Benny Snell, but you knew what Kentucky was.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So you're going to have to replicate that and more against Mizzou if you want to win, if you want to hold them to a number on offense in which you can overcome for sure. Take a shot now on the McKinney team phone lines, 865-546-8200. Give your thoughts on this Mizzou matchup. Got a lot of other stuff to touch on today's edition of the show. Hit this first break here. You are listening to Overtime right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Back here on the show, 865-546-8200 here tonight on Fan Run Radio, taking shelter from the miserable weather outside. Hey, not as bad as it is up north.
Yeah.
They're calling this a winter storm, boys. It's a named storm.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what the name is. I can look in like 2 seconds here on Google.
It snowed in...
Winter Storm Avery.
Oh. It snowed in West Tennessee a few days ago.
Yeah, I see this on the map here. I have a friend in Maryland. I've seen stuff on Facebook. Maryland's covered.
Yeah.
It's covered up north.
Do the winter storms get guy names or girl names? I know Avery could kind of go either way, but that's mostly a guy name.
I don't know if it really...
I know the hurricanes get guy and girl names, like alternating.
The only other winter storm I can name off the top of my head is Sandy, but that was also like half hurricane too.
Right.
Was Sandy a hurricane or a winter storm?
That is a
I feel
good
like
question.
It was. No, it was a hurricane.
Hurricane Sandy.
Unofficially referred to as Superstorm Sandy, but it was a hurricane.
Oh, no.
It was a Cat 3. Yep.
Mm.
Okay. So, I don't know if winter storms get names or not, but yeah, awful stuff up there, man. Middle of November here. I'm glad that doesn't happen down here. All the people wanting really cold weather got their wish.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of put myself in that camp. I didn't want the cold. I just wanted it to be cooler.
Sure.
I think there's a difference.
I'm definitely in that camp.
I think what we get next week is going to be more of what I want. Highs in the mid-50s.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly fine. Just put on some jeans, put on some boots, put on like a light pullover. It's perfect.
Sure.
Absolutely perfect. It's too early to be thinking about... shoveling snow.
Yeah, it's not even Thanksgiving.
That's miserable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nobody
miserable.
Likes that.
I do believe. Oh, not only West Tennessee, man. Did you see it was snowing in Birmingham?
I did not.
Yes.
This is such a weird area because it gets way too hot in the summer and weirdly cold in the winter, snowing at random times.
Usually our winters are kind of mild. You usually get one or two real snows per season, and then it moves on. Last year, you only got one real snow, but I remember around New Year's when it dipped to like 5 degrees.
Gross.
I thought, oh, I'd never been through something so miserable.
We went to the Titans game New Year's Eve. It was 1 degrees outside. It was wonderful. There was like 3 guys with shirts off. It was
fantastic.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. It was so funny.
What are you doing?
Yeah, the girls we were with left. It was fantastic.
People are insane. People are absolutely insane.
Mariota stiff-armed that guy into the dirt.
I do remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to the Mizzou game, though, going to be decent weather for Missouri. Good tailgating weather. Nothing too cold. But it's going to be a good little fall game out there. Going back talking about this, looking at Drew Locke's overall stats for this year compared to last year, we were talking about his touchdown INT ratio, 21-8. Ain't bad. But his touchdowns last year, I remember when he was just lighting everybody up last year. Again, a product of the front-loaded schedule. Had to play a bunch of bad teams.
Right.
Look at some of these stats. Yeah, last year, they had to play juggernauts. They started out 1-5, and then they got to a bowl game because they played juggernauts such as Idaho, who's now an FCS team, at Connecticut, maybe one of the worst FBS teams.
Yep.
A struggling Florida team at home.
Yep.
Struggling Tennessee, who fired their coach the next day, at Vandy, and then at Arkansas. I mean, come on.
So Arkansas fired their head coach. Tennessee fired their head coach. Did they just play a bunch of teams and just fired their head coach? Is Missouri
Florida fired their head
coach? Florida fired their head coach. What?
Idaho is now an FCS. It's just
they caught all of us at the right time.
Yeah, right.
They really did. I mean, he put up stats like you were supposed to against those teams last year. Man, finished with 44 touchdowns and 13 picks, SEC single season record for touchdowns, or was it second? I want to fact check myself. He was either first or second. He was fighting with Danny Warfel's record when he was at Florida. I'm trying to see right here. Because I remember he passed Peyton.
44 total.
That's the record?
Not bad. No, that's what he had. I'm not sure what the record is.
Yeah, that was the record last year. Also led all of FBS in touchdowns with 44. He led it up, man. He's not on pace to do that this year, though.
Nope.
No.
Absolutely not.
Is this a product of teams figuring him out, or is the competition just better? Is he just having a bit of a slump year in his last year of college?
I mean, it's probably a bit of both. I would say, obviously, Alabama's defense is good every year. I don't think they played last year, Missouri-Alabama?
No.
Yeah, okay.
The tough teams they played South Carolina, Purdue, Auburn, at Kentucky, at Georgia, all those were losses.
Okay. Mm.
Remember when he started out the season playing Missouri State, won that shootout, threw 7 touchdowns and 521 yards.
Yeah.
He had the benefit of playing some really bad teams.
Yeah. See, this year, yeah. I mean, this year, Georgia's defense is really good. Alabama's defense is really good. Kentucky's defense was really good, I reckon, when they played them. Florida's defense is serviceable, I reckon.
I think you can call ours serviceable. Yeah. Overall,
for sure, we got a good defense. It's okay,
especially in the last 2 weeks. You've improved from as porous as you looked against South Carolina.
Right.
Looking at what Drew Locke did exactly against Tennessee, had one of his worst games of the season, not counting his touchdowns. He did throw for 4 touchdowns on you. So, touchdowns are what really mattered.
Yeah,
he did kind of kill you there. Other than that, though, 13-28, 217. So he threw for under 50%, and that really bad Tennessee defense held him to 217. Then again, he didn't need to throw for a lot.
Well, didn't Vanderbilt throw for like 400 on us? Like
Kyle Shermer's like tore up Tennessee's defense the last 2 years.
If we lose to Vanderbilt, I may just stop caring about everything.
So, yeah. Wait, even if Tennessee wins this week and gets bowl eligible, but you lose to Vanderbilt, that would kind of suck going into the bowl game.
Yeah, it would.
But then it's like, well, we got to a bowl and we didn't look like we were going to, so.
I mean, that would mean losing 3 straight years to Vanderbilt.
It'd be really bad, wouldn't it? 3 of 5? What is it?
We've been losing them way They've too won much 4 out of 6. It's going to be 5 out of 7 if they win this year, man. That's really bad.
It's disgusting.
obviously, I think we're all in agreement. If we're only going to win one and get to a bowl, let it be at Vandy.
Yes.
Just for pride's sake.
Because it's not going to be like an upset Missouri beats you. They're favored by almost a touchdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be just fine.
So we'd be okay with losing to Missouri and beating Vanderbilt?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
If that's what it takes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Good
yeah.
Lord.
Very fair.
I want to win out.
That'd be nice. That's ideal.
My biggest thing is I just want to get to a bowl game. Because it kind of sucked to lose these next two after a lot of momentum against Kentucky.
Yeah.
That would be the worst scenario.
Have you seen some of these people on Twitter saying, like, they don't want to go to a bowl game if we're 5-7?
I mean, first of all, we're not going to. I don't think our APRs.
Probably not.
One, our APR is not high enough. Two, I don't think there's going to be a shortage of teams for bowl games that they're going to have to pick that many 5-7 teams. But those people are idiots.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you
How
take
dumb.
It. Yeah, you take the for damn sure. bowl game because, A, those are extra practices. Mm-hmm. That's a chance to get another win. That's something to springboard you into next year for recruiting and next season's like momentum purposes. And that's extra money for the university mm-hmm. and the football program. You don't turn down free money.
Mm-hmm. Money is dope.
Do not turn down free money.
Never.
Looking at last year's Tennessee-Missouri game, Missouri, oh, my God, they rushed for 433 yards. Yeah, they didn't need to pass on you. You gave up 659 total yards. Ugh, yikes. The only start for one Will McBride in that game.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. He had the touchdown pass to, was it Wolf? He had a dime over the middle to, I think it was Wolf.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good play. That was about it, though.
Did he run for? No, he had like a really good run. I remember that. Mm-hmm. He ran it 14 times. Another counting sacks in that too.
Say that.
Nigel Warrior had a pick six. Really weird game. Ish Witter for Mizzou. He's not here this year, but he ran for 216 on you. Larry Roundtree III, who you will face,
correct,
ran for 155 on you. That is just really bad.
Tennessee was so bad last year.
I don't think we're going to have a repeat of that, guys.
Absolutely not.
I really don't think Jeremy Pruitt would allow that. I don't care how bad the rushing defense has looked in games against South Carolina and playing some other teams. I don't care. You're not going to give it that much.
Absolutely not.
That's just going to be inexcusable. Real quick before we hit this next break, I want to look at the box score for 2016 just for fun.
Because
you did win that one. But, oh my God. They ran for 420. They blazed it on you. They blazed it on you. They ran for 420. Oh, my God. I forgot just how bad the offense numbers were. 740 yards, a total offense.
Yikes.
Tennessee only won that game because you forced four turnovers compared to zero for the Vols. Locked through for 320 in that game. Demaria Crockett, who you will be facing, rushed for 225.
Basically, we're cursed against Missouri and Florida and Vanderbilt.
This isn't making me feel good, guys. This isn't making me feel good.
We speak the truth.
Feel good about thinking about our defense compared to the last 2 years, though.
That's,
just health-wise, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's not going to be that bad, but I just want you to remember, man, you got some work to do. Got some work to do compared to these last 2 years. Cannot have anything even close to that because you don't have the offense to keep up with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do not have the offense
well,
to keep up.
The good news is, with one, I got a stat here for you. With one Derek Dooley in charge of the offense, y'all ever heard of that guy?
What?
Y'all ever heard of that Derek Dooley guy? Isn't he like a lawyer or something?
Yeah, something like that. I think.
Isn't he a nerd?
Probably. His hair's pretty, though.
He has like a fake hip or something like that.
Y'all remember him getting wheeled out?
Oh, I don't want to think about it.
I was about to say, which one do you think shows up? The stool, the cane, or the wheelchair?
Most pathetic sight I've ever seen.
But
so sad.
Give me a stat.
The stat is, in comparison to last year, 2017 overall, through all their games, they were averaging 5.18 yards per rush. This year, they're averaging 4.6. The yards per pass attempt last year, they were averaging 9.3. This year, they're averaging 7.8.
Mm.
They've gone downhill in both.
The Dooley effect.
Who would have guessed Derek Dooley would have made them regress?
Who'd have thunk?
Hate to see it.
He's such a good coach.
865-546-8200. Hit this next break here. You're listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville. back here on Overtime. We're brought to you by the McKinney team with Keller Williams Realty, proud sponsors of the phone lines here at Fox Sports Knoxville. If you are in the market for buying or selling a home, the McKinney team is your go-to squad because they understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience, and that's why they have developed a team of highly seasoned real estate professionals dedicated to providing exceptional personalized services for all of their clients. The McKinney team with Keller Williams promises to work relentlessly to ensure that their clients achieve all of their real estate goals. Give them a call at 865-548-8267, or you can just visit ZillowKnoxville.com for more information. Check those guys out. They are no rookies when it comes to the real estate game. Travis McKinney has all those years of appraising experience, and he is using that experience to now help the people of Knoxville on their journey to either buying a new house or selling their current home. Like I said, go check those guys out. Support Fan Run Radio. Nice little promotion you were talking about, Cole, with the Egg Bowl.
Yeah.
I think it's a good deal if I, you know, wasn't doing stuff on Thanksgiving and didn't have money to drive all the way down and back from Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a good little promotion.
What are they doing again?
Let me find it again. Here it is. Yeah, Ole Miss is doing a promotion for the Egg Bowl. They put a graphic out a couple hours ago. It says, Thanksgiving is about family, the Ole Miss family.
Yeah.
help us grow the Ole Miss family by bringing someone new to the Egg Bowl for just $45. Buy one, get one free.
Mm.
Coach Matt Luke says, you don't have to be blood to be family.
Interesting.
Which, in my opinion, I think that's a pretty good price for the Egg Bowl.
That's good to see a good SEC rivalry.
Yeah.
In a hostile environment.
I mean,
take part in the Grove.
Sure. Like I was telling y'all during the break, I've always wanted to attend an Egg Bowl. It's just one of those big rivalry games that I've always wanted to check off the list. With a promotion like this, might be this year.
Hmm. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Yeah, Ole Miss family, Confederate Black Bear Land Sharks. Woo!
No more Colonel Reb. RIP to Colonel Reb.
But we're still the Rebels.
Yeah. That whole thing's weird, man. It's weird.
That is very weird. I haven't had Colonel Reb officially since 2003.
It's weird.
But like a dude who dresses as Colonel Reb will always like still show up at tailgates.
Sure. Yeah.
Like they still like most of them still say Colonel Reb is their mascot.
I mean, when you see the Ole Miss mascot, sometimes they still have Colonel Reb on it. I mean, maybe not like on TV.
Not on official use.
No, not but. Yeah. But I mean, it's not like they have a shark up there or a black bear.
The land shark is better than the black bear. The land shark makes sense for the land shark defense thing they did.
And also,
that's not a Hugh Freeze thing like people say it is. I think it is a guy that used to play for Ole Miss that ended up serving in either Iraq or Afghanistan came up with it. So it's like a tribute to like him and stuff like that, and which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than the black bear. Ain't no damn black bears in Mississippi. At least I don't think there are.
I don't know for a fact, but I wouldn't think so.
Black bears, what you associate with us?
Yeah, sure.
In this area,
mountains. Yeah.
Good lord.
So yeah, I guess land sharks the really only thing they could think of. I mean, because what's down in Mississippi?
Rednecks.
Rednecks.
Meth.
Meth.
AJ said it, not me.
Illiteracy.
All right, here we go.
The Klan.
The Klan.
No, no.
Well, that's what they had.
They used to. They used to. Tennessee had it too.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Possums. Ole Miss possums.
The possums. The rebel possums.
The rebel possums.
We're going too far.
Poor Ole Miss. But yeah, if you want to go to the Egg Bowl, buy one, get one free on
tickets.
We're
going too far. I'd love to go to the Grove. I'd love to go see Ole Miss.
Yeah,
beautiful campus down there.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Not a lot of time left in this segment. We are up against it. Before we hit this break, though, do you guys care that Dooley's coming back? We haven't talked about it all week. A lot of people are making a big deal over it. I don't care. He's not the first former coach to come back.
Yeah.
I was much more mad over Butch.
Sure. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And not him just coming back. Him acting like he contributed a damn thing to Alabama beating us.
Yeah.
That's what kind of – and I wasn't really, like, angry. I guess I shouldn't say that. But I was just annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You nerd? Really? Dooley, it's – not like I've forgiven anything that happened, because his tenure here was a complete and utter disaster, set the program back a little bit. But I've gotten over it in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't care. He doesn't occupy space in my head.
Sure. I don't know if I'd say I'm angry about it. I was furious when Kiffin came back for the first time a couple years ago with Alabama. I was pretty upset this year when Butch came back. Not even a year removed. He's coming back with our arch rival. That pissed me off. But with Dooley, like you said, I mean, time heals all wounds. You know, I mean, yeah, he didn't do anything for us. He set us back. But I'm not – I don't want him to beat us just because we couldn't beat anybody.
No, and that's a big reason to make sure their offense doesn't have a good day.
Yeah.
Because that would just make me kind of sick.
That, if they beat us, I'll be mad after the game. But going into it, I mean, having him here just is kind of irritating, but I wouldn't say I'm mad.
Yeah, with Butch, there was some recency bias. Obviously, we're still rebuilding from the Butch Jones era.
For less than a year, too. And just the fact that, you know, he was – taking part in celebrating, you know, beating a team that he helped make that bad.
Right.
I'm like, you know, the reason you beat this team that bad is because of you, right?
You tanked it, right.
Like, yeah, congratulations. Congratulations on celebrating your failure.
It's all a big conspiracy. Butch Jones was working for Alabama ever since he got here. It's all culminating.
He's working in more ways than one. Washing that Lexus, picking up the coffee.
Two sugars, no cream.
Yeah, cleaning off the desk, filling up the Gatorade.
Getting the Twinkies. God, I hate that guy.
Cleaning out the drain.
Oh, my God.
He's basically a glorified janitor and personal assistant.
Changing the trash.
I wouldn't be surprised if they had him as the receptionist out there in the football facility answering phones. Hello, Roll Tide. Great day.
Great day in Tuscaloosa. This is
great day in Tuscaloosa, Roll Tide.
I'm so glad I came to Alabama because now the colors match my face.
I just hate the fact that we have to play these former coaches, and we have to play so many of them.
It's annoying. It's annoying.
And they're never, like, coming back as the head coach.
Yeah.
They're always a damn coordinator, or in Butch's case, an intern.
Yeah, it is annoying.
A true testament to how bad we've been for the past decade.
Yeah, it's like our head coaches leave. They don't even become head coaches somewhere else. They gotta work their way back up. Yikes.
Yikes.
So we really don't care all that much.
Absolutely
though.
Not
a lot, no.
We're going to remember him for what he was. Terrible football coach. Hilarious, like, sound bites.
Sure.
And just some of the weird stuff he did. Like the orange dog.
Yeah.
Like shower discipline. Like comparing us to the Germans, World War II.
Yeah.
He compared us to Nazis.
Sitting on a stool.
I don't think anyone talks about that enough.
I mean, he literally had a stool on the sideline.
Wheeled down a ramp at Mississippi State by a state trooper.
He had a cane.
Even
though he was like 40.
That game against Troy, when Troy scored a million points on you, you had the pictures of him hitting the ground with his cane
anger. Then we had, you know, 14 men on the field against LSU.
Ugh.
Then the exact same season, almost exact same thing against North Carolina.
Except North Carolina broke the rule and then he still won.
Sure, yeah.
And then there was a rule enacted the next year called the Dooley Rule.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, this is Tennessee. That's what happens here.
What a goober. What an absolute goober. That's all he is.
At least Dooley wasn't as bad as Butch, though.
And like it went since.
Every since.
Butch was the better coach. Like, I think Butch would.
I mean,
well, actually, I kind of can't say that. Derek Dooley did beat Butch Jones' ass on the field.
There you go.
He did.
There is that one example.
One thing, Butch could recruit. Dooley could not recruit.
That's true.
He could not recruit.
Dooley didn't want to recruit. Think about the guys in state he just let slip away. Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Think about the Von Bell recruitment. That's just a couple of examples.
If you can't recruit to Tennessee, you just can't recruit, period.
He didn't care. I think he did.
It's not hard.
The guy was just in over his head, and it was so clear.
Everybody got excited because of his daddy.
His accent.
That he was on staff with Saban.
Oh, he has a southern twang, and he made a joke about not being able to text in the year 2010. Ha, ha, ha. He's one of us. Good times. Hit this break here. Final segment of hour number one coming up next. You're listening to Overtime right here on Fan. I'm sailing. Yeah. Oh, what a funky tune. Love the Chili Peppers, man.
It's a good one.
Love the Chili Peppers and their 500 songs about the state of California.
Yeah.
Got to love it here.
California.
California, California, California. There's a good compilation video on YouTube about all the times that Anthony Kiedis says California.
He's not even from California.
He is from Michigan, which is so funny. But there's so many songs. They say something about California. It's ridiculous. Go check that out if you're a Chili Peppers fan. But short statement here. I want to tell you, though, about our good friends at Wind River Golf and Wind River Living. Guys, there is still plenty of time in this month of November here. If you, A, forgot to enter in last month, or you entered in and did not get the grand prize, you have a second chance this entire month. All you have to do is text WR Golf, that's the letters W and R in the word golf, to 31996. One more time, WR Golf to 31996. You do it the entire month. You are entered in to win to win free unlimited golf for 2 months, courtesy of Wind River. And by signing up, you'll receive info on upcoming events, promotions, and giveaways from Wind River Golf and Wind River Living by way of no more than 6 texts per month. They will not be blowing up your phone. So very easy stuff there from Wind River. And just for signing up, you will receive a gift. That gift is a free fountain drink at the Top of the Hill Grill at Wind River Golf Club. Find out more info about the championship golf course. Make reservations. Book your tee times. Go to windriverliving.com. There you'll also find info on some real estate opportunities at Wind River. You'll find info on the Wind River Harbor and Yacht Club at Tellico Lake, bed and breakfast at the Lakeside Inn, the expansive trail system, and last but not least, fine dining at Citico's Restaurant. All that and more at Wind River Golf Club, Wind River Living, in between Maryville and Lenore City, right there in beautiful Allen County. Beautiful country out there. Not a lot of time here, so drop this nugget on you real quick. Did you see the stat from Pro Football Focus about the top-rated freshman cornerbacks in the country?
I did.
At number one, you have Bryce Thompson of Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
At number four, you have Alante Taylor.
Yahoo!
Excellent.
Of Tennessee. Oh, I think we're in good hands in our secondary for the future.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be just fine. The grades, though. Bryce Thompson, the second place, who is Julius Brits of Iowa, he's not even close. Bryce Thompson is a full 4.2 points ahead of him.
Wow.
In the PFF grades.
Good.
It's big.
It's about time.
Big, big, big. All the true freshman cornerbacks. We're going to be good, folks. I think we're going to be good. Which is even more important that Bryce Thompson looks like he's going to be cleared for action. No issues against Mizzou.
That'll help.
So, hopefully they'll have a big day, man. Bryce Thompson's got those three picks. Alante Taylor's been a good corner for the majority of the season. And, man, I'd like to see Marquell Osborne get some time. Had those two picks against Kentucky, came in for reserve duty when Bryce Thompson went out with that concussion.
Right.
Looked pretty good, man.
Yeah, that little lateral back, though, was...
That, I was like, my jaw dropped. I'm like, what are you doing? The next thing I paid attention to, I watched him walk over to the sidelines.
Met him before he even got
there. He lost it at him. He just gave a little lateral to Schamberger. Sean Schamberger's like, what do you want me to do with this?
Ill-advised.
It was so bad. But good for him, man. Good for him getting to two picks. Didn't think he was going to see the field that much. We're pretty good in the secondary. We were really worried at the start of the year. Granted, you did look bad at the start of the year against West Virginia. They've made a lot of teams look bad.
I started saying, in fairness, we played some pretty high-flying offenses so far.
Secondary's in good hands, man. Yep. Secondary's definitely good hands. Hit this break here. End of hour number one. Hour number two of overtime coming up next. Stick with us.